Welcome back, folks. This is the Voice of Christian Israel, where we have honest discussion of the question of race, not the dogma that's being presented to us by the evolutionists and by the theologians. Let me just quickly finish up what Josephus has to say about Cain. But Cain was not only very wicked in other respects, but was wholly intent upon getting. And he first contrived to plow the ground. He slew his brother on the occasion following. They had resolved to sacrifice to God. Now Cain brought the fruits of the earth and of his husbandry, but Abel brought milk and the first fruits of his flocks. But God was more delighted with the latter oblation when he was honored with what grew naturally of its own accord than he was with what was the invention of a covetous man and gotten by forcing the ground. But Greg, what was Cain doing?
I'm here, brother.
Yeah. What was Cain doing? He said he was forcing the ground and invented the stuff that he grew.
Yeah, he was the forerunner of Monsanto.
That's right. He was a hybridizer.
A hybridizer.
Yeah. Now, this is how Josephus understands why Cain's sacrifice was unacceptable. Jose in Texas, are you with us?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, great, great. How are you guys having a good day?
Yeah, oh, we sure are.
All right, yeah. Well, you know, this subject goes, as you know, I called a couple of weeks ago, and the subject you're talking about is right to my question.
Good.
And like I've said, I asked you before, as being a Latino, most Central, South, and America are, it's basically a mix of Arab originals and the Spaniards and whoever, Portuguese and whoever came in.
Yes.
And so, I'm just kind of like, well, where the heck does that leave me? You know, I mean, I love Yeshua and I love, Jesus. And I mean, I was a Catholic, I kept asked, all through Catholic school and everything. And I was the altar boy and everything. But there was always that question in the back of my mind. What's wrong here? You know?
Right. Well, we have no problem with other groups of people, other races, practicing Christianity as they see fit. Okay? But we Adamites are reminded and instructed that we must not mix our genetic seed. Okay? So this does not imply any hatred whatsoever. Just as blacks, this is Black History Month. Okay?
Right.
Does that Black History Month imply that they hate whites or Latinos or anybody else for that matter?
No.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Although they do hate us. They actually hate us way more than we have ever hated them, as the crime statistics indicate. Right.
Yeah, I've always told them, you want to see prejudice and racism, just go to South America.
I mean, race is... Yeah, go to Japan or China.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Anglos or Anglo-Saxons have nothing on other races as far as prejudice and yes.
Thank you, Jose. I appreciate that, because the Jews constantly accuse us, and most blacks believe that only whites could be racists.
I always love that one.
Yeah, of course, it's absurd. It's just more mythology that is presented to the world through Jewish eyes. Okay?
Right.
And so I appreciate, what you're saying. My position is that you can be a Catholic. You can be a Christian, but the Bible says we must practice our religion separately from others. Okay, and it, because we are we have a particular mission. That particular mission is spelled out in the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis 12:3, whereas all other peoples will be blessed according as they bless us. All other people will be cursed according as they curse us, okay? On the other hand, we are not to go around, killing people. We're not to go around domineering people. We are simply to serve Yahweh according to his purpose. And when we do that, then there's peace on earth.
Right. You know, and like it says, you said in the Bible, and I, you know, if you read it right, you can see that, you know, that Adam and Eve were not the first people created on Earth.
That's
I mean,
there were other species before them. Yes.
Yes. Yes. But what I'm looking at is, okay, so let's say that's true, and I mean, well, it is true, but where did these other races come from? I mean, and where do they fit in the scheme of things? What I'm trying to say is since we're not Adam or of Adam, you know, blood in the face.
Yes.
Where does the Bible put us? I mean, how are we to serve Yahweh?
Yes. Well, we're obviously designed to work together in His way, and we're supposed to get that out of the Scriptures. Okay. So you know, and obviously, we're not to have race wars, but there's a group of particular people who want us to have race wars, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And they want us to hate each other, okay? So actually, that whole discussion is, we have that planned for next Sunday, and that's the beast of the field versus beast of the earth, etc., okay? So that's a very complicated question. We have to do
the
more work.
The whole order of the earth right now has been disturbed.
Yes.
And it's completely upside down right now. That's why the world is a disaster right now.
Amen.
Right. You know, unfortunately, the Jew has achieved a position of dominion in the world. So Satan really is running the world right now.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
That's why we have wars.
All right. Jose, your question deserves satisfaction. So, Greg, why don't we go into Matthew chapter 15,
okay,
verses 20, I believe it's 24 through 29, where Jesus addresses the Canaanite woman.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right. And
Matthew 15,
and see what's going on there, okay? First of all, it's important to point out that Jesus Christ has no animosity toward the Canaanite woman, okay? But nevertheless, he tells her, I cannot give you what the Father has presented as an inheritance for the children of Israel, okay? So, Greg, why don't you start reading at, it's verse 22, okay?
22, okay.
Yes.
And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Adonai, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Okay, so his answer, and that word lost, is coming from the Greek word apolumi, which means put away in punishment or exiled. Okay?
Right.
So he's telling us, I'm only here for the benefit of the exiled sheep of the house of Israel. So he's basically telling this Canaanite, well, what do you want from me? I'm here.
Well be the most overlooked verse in the entire Bible.
Right.
It only came for a certain group of people.
Right. Okay, let's continue.
Okay, verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs.
Okay, so he's telling her, well, I can't give you what belongs to the children.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's not my place. I can't contradict my Father who sent me here to, what's the word? Salvage is probably the best word. Salvage the remnant of Israel, okay, so that we can do what we're supposed to do. Read the next verse, next two verses, Greg.
All right. And she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Yahshua answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Okay, so Jesus healed the woman's daughter in spite of the fact that she was not an Israelite. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Let's go back to verse 27 and analyze the three words at the very end of the verse, their master's table. All right, Greg, where is the apostrophe after in the word master's?
It's at the end of the word.
It's at the end of the word. So it's S apostrophe, not apostrophe S.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So what he's saying is that the Israelites are the masters of the Canaanites. Okay?
Okay.
And she accepts this as a fact. Okay? And she, because she says, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. So let me give you the short analysis of the fall of Lucifer and how Lucifer came to the earth to enslave all of the existing races on this planet. Huh? And Yahweh sent us, he intended for us, the Adamites, to come and resolve that situation by getting rid of the Luciferians. Uh-huh. However, it didn't work out that way because one of those Luciferians by the name of Nahash seduced Eve and began to hybridize, produced a hybrid species, which continued the line of Lucifer on the earth. Okay, we'll be back right after these messages.
Now.